Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
All right. And, as usual, our psychic, Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dale.
Now,
hi, Barb.
How is the?
Aloha.
How is everyone?
I'm okay. Fair to Midland. Still haven't found a place, but fair to Midland.
Oh, you will. Well, I had a lot of problems when I got home, just with the car got towed. The rent didn't go through online because it was some kind of technical difficulty. And, I mean, I've just been taking care of problems since I woke up.
Terrible.
I know.
Wow.
On top of everything else, it's really terrible. So here we are sitting with no fresh food, no wheels. My tags were expired, and they towed it, and
I knew they were expired,
but I couldn't do anything about it because the DMV has been closed, and due to COVID, they say do it online. That's why I didn't park it in my complex, because they said we will tow you if you don't get it current, and so I had to park it on the street, and then they towed it, so...
Well, let me tell you what I did.
Because I'm out of state, and I can't do it online because I'm out of state, but I found a solution. Go to the AAA, and they can do it because I became a member. So thank goodness there is a remedy, but now it's like $500 I'm going to have to pay to get it out.
Well, wait a minute.
Go ahead now.
Your car was where was it? In Washington?
It was just, my car was in California. I flew there. I had to park my car somewhere, and I couldn't park it in my complex, so I parked it on the street.
I'm confused.
Parked in the back.
Because I've gone to DMV and here in Nevada, and I told them that I have arthritis on my knees, and they let me in, and I got my driver's license, and I got everything, And Richard did the same thing, and he got his plate. So, where there is a will, there is a way, So
right.
That's how I did it. I did it. So now,
But I'm going to do it at AAA. I found out because I'm a member. I didn't know they did that. I'm going to be able to do it there. Okay, but I like your your attitude. Like, if there's a will, there's a way. Because sometimes you just feel like throwing your hands in the air and giving up because it's like, oh, my gosh, what's next? And I know I'm not supposed to ask that because I'm going to attract something. But, sometimes
I have done this for the last month. I gave up.
Really?
And I keep trying to find ways to stay in my house and offering them more money and doing whatever I need to do to make that happen. But I don't know. We'll see. It's a possibility.
A possibility for you. Oh, that's good. So you think there really is a possibility to stay, or were you saying to find a place?
I don't know.
See, you kind of are like, like that feeling, like, I don't know. Like, you just want to give up. I understand. But... like you said, you have to go by your own advice, Dale. If there's a will, there's a way. So don't give up.
Well, I'm trying. I am trying. I'm definitely trying very hard. I've been on that computer like 8 hours a day trying to find places to rent. And the problem is, I don't know about where you are, but out here, like on the rentals, you can put your application in. That means you're behind seven other people, and they're going to take the best of the best,
But you're looking for something so different than what I would look for. So I don't know if that matters. I mean, you're looking for a nice house very spacious with multiple rooms, right?
Three-bedroom, two-bedroom.
And a backyard.
What is so, no stairs. What is so hard about that? There are tons of them. I even tried Vegas.
Know.
And every time I call in Vegas, they have already rented it, you know, in a matter of minutes. And I go, universe, where am I supposed to be? I'm really, really confused.
So, what do we do? I mean, you're the psychic.
I don't know.
You can't
even
use your own psychic power for yourself. You can't do that, right?
No, I can't see for myself.
Wow. Well, that's kind of too bad, right?
Yeah, so I'm offering more money to this woman. This is my chiropractor. Okay, it was my chiropractor's mother that owned the house, and so I had no problems, and he got me in here. Now that she died suddenly of COVID, the kids all want to sell their houses that she has. And the problem is now the lawyers are taking their time, and she's confused. She doesn't know what to do. And if I find a place, there is a possibility of one place that I have in mind. But those people won't be out for a bit. But anyway, I have tried everything so far.
Wow. So that there is a lot more to this story. I didn't know all the details. So the lady died of COVID. Is that what she died of?
Yeah, she died of COVID.
And all the kids now want to sell everything. Oh, wow.
But they can't really, because this house needs so much to be done to it. They can't just rent it to someone else, you know, because it has so many things wrong that they'd have to fix it. They'd have to spend a lot of money fixing it. So, I don't know. I put in another offer today to my chiropractor to say, okay, I'll give you umpteen amount of money and, you know, if I can stay. And, of course, the dishwasher broke and they're not replacing it. And I said, well, I'll buy a dishwasher on top of that. So I don't know. You know, I don't know
my goodness.
What she's going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're just trying everything, including doling out money, which is pretty depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm not the only one doing that.
No.
I'm not the only one doing that. Everybody else, if you try to rent something, everybody else is telling the landlord, well, I'll give you $5,000 or $10,000, you know, money in good faith and you know, and they're whatever. They're getting, that's how bad it is out there. But I want to know, I can't see this part. The governor of Nevada here, I don't know about California, but as of June 1st, there's no evictions. Of course, I pay my rent on time all the time, but there's no evictions, okay? I mean, so he's lifting that. Now, where are all these people going to go? Where, you know, the renters. I mean, there's no place to rent.
Wow, I'm glad
so
you're worrying about that.
Yes. Really?
Because I wanted to move closer to the beach. And, you know, I'll just look around and I'll let you know what I find. Because this place here was pretty easy to find when I moved here. But that was before COVID, 2 years ago. So I will check my area and maybe that will give us insight of like, wow, this is going on in a lot of places. Because it is interesting.
Well,
you have
some advantages. You're real pretty, and you have, I don't know how your credit scores are, but if they're good, you don't have to worry. Because of COVID, my credit scores are junk.
Really?
Yeah, so.
I've been working on mine, and they've gone up. I was proud of myself lately I paid off a very big debt.
Well, they're not even running to people here unless they have 700 credit score.
Oh, yeah.
And there, and you have to have paid every rent on time and never been late.
Mine might be up. It only has a few more points up for that, but I mean, most people have a few problems on their credit, so that's crazy. I mean,
COVID has
affected the world in so many ways.
It isn't the COVID on this. What's happening, and I have to explain, you know, it's people from California have decided to move to Nevada. And all the techies and all the millennials are coming here, and they're paying any price because they make $10,000 a week. You know, so they're pushing everything up. So no one, I mean, there's a list, but, you know, if you want to buy a house, you know, you got to stand in line between 30 other people and do a war bidding. And the same is going on with rentals. I wonder when it's going to end. I mean, I don't see it ending anytime soon because now the techies are going into Henderson, Nevada, and buying up Henderson. They just go where they want to go because they can work from their home.
They do. They work from their homes. They do
now.
Yeah,
and I don't know. It's just like it's bad.
It's really bad. When you say that you're out, I mean, you're out, and you have nowhere to go. So that is very serious. And how long do you have?
Oh, me? I have to support.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Johnny, this is serious. We're going to have to say prayers.
Here.
And, yes, that's serious.
Johnny, are you trying to say something?
No, I wasn't saying anything at all. I was just listening to you.
I think you should
maybe
give
you
out
should.
Your phone number.
Yeah, I think we should. The number is, the call-in is 516-531-9874. And later on in the show, I'll just tell you after the show, but I talked to my friend who's a time traveler, and he gave some predictions about Barbara, but I'll tell Barbara later.
Okay.
You should tell her off the show, Johnny.
Yeah.
Not live.
Yeah,
because right now it's not a good time.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
But the COVID has done a lot of damage. Now Nevada is opening up June 1st everywhere. Everything will be open. Buffets, shows, everything. It's crazy.
And I think,
or do you think it's good or bad?
That,
because, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, what I was going to say is that I'm going out to see Barbara, but it won't be on my birthday. It'll be like maybe June, maybe sometime, because a lot of the people, one of the persons that I'm going to meet with Barbara isn't going to be there until June. So, you know, but I mean, it's going to be nice because by then I'll be completely vaccinated.
Well, yeah, that's, whatever. That doesn't, they're saying to people that even though you're completely vaccinated, you could still get the virus. There's quite a few people that are getting it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't just assume, well, gee, I'm double vaccinated, I'm fine. No, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to do the right things.
And I was going to try to be in quarantine. Quarantine. I was going to try to do that with all these problems. That's going to be hard because I've got to go down to AAA and see people. And I just traveled, and that plane was packed full. Did not have one seat available left.
Hmm. Well, you're fine.
That's how they're doing.
I'm not worried.
Okay. Well,
when can you get your shots? I mean, in California, when can you get them?
I don't know. I looked and I didn't see any information about people my age getting them. But I have to, that's on my list to keep looking. But I get alerts. I get the COVID alerts gives me information daily, and I haven't seen
what,
that
what
yet
you do, Barbara, is
yes,
is you call your doctor. That's what I did. And they will and it is actually like you get a portal or something. That's what I did. I mean, my general,
okay,
I will tell you, that's what I did. I mean,
I had a doctor's
perfect
appointment today. I would have probably asked him that. I had a checkup and I couldn't make it because of the car.
Well, all you have
problem
to do is call him back.
Yes. Okay.
Call him back
thank
on Monday.
Thank you, guys. I will, but I will have to go take my bicycle for a ride to the grocery store after the show.
Oh, gosh. Can you... Well, you can
it'll
use DoorDash.
Right.
You can use
oh, yeah,
Uber.
Yeah.
You can use Uber.
True.
You can do a lot of those things.
I forgot about
know
that. Yeah, I could do all that. You know, like you said, there's always a solution. If there's a will, there's a way. But it wouldn't hurt me to ride the bike. I like riding the bike. I always go to 7-Eleven. I usually have been taking my car, but when I first moved here, I took my bike. I'll just pretend I just moved here.
Okay. Well, when are you getting your car out?
Well, tomorrow I will make the first step towards that, and thank goodness they're open. So that is going to be the first thing
they're
I'm
open.
With. The problem
yeah,
was I didn't leave the house. I didn't leave the house today until, you know, probably 1 or 2, and that's when I realized it was gone. I didn't even know it was gone. Otherwise, I would have been on it this morning, and it would have been taken care of. You know what I mean? So that was horrible going out already, all dressed, all ready, had all my papers with me. I was going to go to the grocery store. I was doing everything. And then there, where's your car? Oh, my gosh. No way.
That's a weird feeling.
And it was just horrible.
That's a weird feeling. Yeah. I've done that where I've gone out the wrong door and I can't find my car.
It is a weird feeling. It was horrible. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Johnny,
so
did you give out the number again?
I got the number. Are you ready for a call? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Marva. I'm calling from New York.
Hi. Did you say Beth?
I'm sorry?
Is your name? What is your
Maribel
name? Spell that.
M-A-R-I-B-E-L.
Mirabel.
I'm having a hard time getting it. Okay. What part
Mirabel
of New York are you from?
So right now, Long Island.
You know, right now where, honey?
Long Island.
Long Island. What is with Long Island? Okay. And how can I help you?
So basically, I am looking for...
You got to talk into the phone.
Yeah. So I'm looking for housing currently in... it's like a bit of a challenge. I sympathize with the situation. Basically,
you have
I've
availability?
Find...
Is there rentals available up where you live?
That's what I'm looking into. Like, I've been looking for the past couple months, and basically they don't seem to have, I guess, the right either price range or, like, just a single bedroom because I want my own place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, the biggest issue right now.
Well, that's everywhere.
And so I'm just, yeah. And so I was just wondering if it was, like, should I stop looking at it right now and sort of just leave it alone?
Where are you living now? Is it your own
right now,
place?
Long Island.
Is it your own?
So basically Airbnb.
Okay. Oh, you're doing Airbnb. What are you doing, moving every 30 days?
Basically.
I've thought of that. I thought that might be an answer.
Better than on the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I thought of that. I thought, yeah, doing Airbnb every 30 days, just moving about. What can I say? I can't see for myself. it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. A lot of people here in this neck of the woods are buying trailers. They're living in the trailers, you know, mobile parks, but it's hard. It's hard unless you have a high credit score. How's your credit score?
It's all right.
Pardon me?
It's all right.
Okay. And then have you been able to put in any applications at all?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten callbacks and all that. It's just like the places haven't been right. Like I couldn't see myself living there for a long period of time.
Well, can't you just take it for temporarily while you're looking?
It would be for a year, like their contracts.
Okay. At this point, I would take anything because I don't see you getting what you want. I see you getting something, but it may not necessarily be have everything you want. And I would take it if I were you instead of how much is it a month on Airbnb now?
It's like close to, like, it really depends on where you're going. That's the thing. It can be variable, but it's not ideal.
Well, is it $2,000 or $3,000 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. So at that point, yeah, it's better than the street going to Airbnb, but how long can you stay in one place? Just 30 days?
So, I mean, like, I could do 2 months, basically, on Airbnb, but I'm just, like, tired of moving all the time.
I know the feeling, honey. Well, you only have two choices, which is Airbnb or VRBO, or you take something that is less to your liking and take that for a year, and let's hope that the world gets with these rentals and gets back to normal, because here you're having situations, too, where people are selling their homes. I know my ex-husband was going to sell his home in Vegas for an enormous amount of money, but he has nowhere to live, even though he has tons of money, okay? He'd have to leave the country. So that's happening to a lot of people, and what they're deciding to do is just refinance their home and, you know, just take out the money that they need and leave it at that. And then that, I don't know how that will affect the rental market. But if they don't move, you know, it's rough. And it's going to be rough for several years. So on the moving part, it's a bummer. And I know how you feel. Believe me, I know how you feel. So just keep trying. You will get, I wouldn't turn down anything that comes my way. Because after a while, there'll be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can definitely do something about that right now, would be, I would say that's the way to do it.
Okay.
But to look around and get something you want that's really good, they're few and far between. They're all taken already.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but eventually,
no problem.
Yeah, eventually this should break. I don't know when, but it will.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, sweetie. Good luck.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad you were able to help her.
Well, I'm glad I brought someone in that could verify what I'm talking about and say it in a wonderful way.
I know.
You know,
exactly.
It's rough out there. It's rough. I mean, I don't have parents. I don't really have anybody to live with, so it's rough. And I don't want to impose upon people.
And I think about that sometimes what if I didn't have my parents at that time in life when I needed them, you know? What if I just really had to be completely independent for many, many years? I mean, you know, I've had a couple of things co-signed in my life. But what if you don't have anybody? So I feel for you, Dale, and our good thoughts, prayers, everything is heading
your
way. From
thank
us, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, if I have to, I'd just go get a trailer and just go live in the middle of the desert. I don't know. You know, it's
some
just
people
like,
do it.
Like she.
But
I mean,
my dad
this young
did
lady.
After he. I mean, he was a pilot for 45 years, airline pilot, and he just didn't want the hassle of an apartment or a house. The house, the upkeep. He had many houses, and the apartment. He didn't like a lot of things. Okay. So he got a trailer, and he's been super happy. And when he doesn't like the area, he picks up and just rolls to a new one.
Yeah, well, it's not that simple. Now with gas being over $3 a gallon over here, and then California's even more. Where do you get? How do you make a living? You know.
Well,
it's
how
rough. You got
okay. I want to know how you would feel in a trailer, though, when you're used to probably, you know, a lot of things, because you have to get rid of a lot of things. I
well,
mean,
a lot of things I
want
to get rid of. My things I want to, I'll give them away. I don't care. I'll just, you know, donate them, but I
so you
don't
would be
want
really
it
happy
anymore.
Doing that. I think that's a great option.
Well, not really. Not really.
You wouldn't because you need the yard and all that.
Right. You know, it's just, it's not that. It's just that
and you
I just
bedroom.
Want some I want a stability within my life. Something where I have
yeah.
a bed and, you know, stability.
Exactly.
You know? My advice is not good idea to rent from an old person, you know, because they may die real
yeah.
quick. So.
I think people are learning a lot, the listeners tonight, about
I
things
so.
They may have not thought of and that they might get in, now not get into this situation. Yeah. Don't do it.
Well,
don't
as I said,
person.
My problem is I foresaw, Barbara, I foresaw this happening 15 years ago, and I wrote about it in the Reno Gazette that this would happen,
oh.
that techies would come up from the Bay Area. They would live here. They would buy homes. It would flourish. It would be insane. And guess what? It all happened. But that was 15 years ago. I have proof. I have it in writing.
I love
and
that.
I wrote
we should
about.
Get that proof. We can
well,
post it.
I
That'd
have
be
it.
Cool.
I have it.
Okay.
I don't care if it's posted right now.
Right.
I just want to find a place to live.
You
but
are
anyway,
focused
anyway.
On finding it, and you will. You will.
I will.
I muscle tested it, remember?
Or I'm feeling there is a possibility I may be able to stay here because I've offered more money. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I think that would be just fine and very well worth it.
No, but do you think that she would go for it? Because
that is
she,
a, oh, do you think that
her,
say yes?
Her attorneys really haven't been doing anything, and she can't sell the place, and she's not going to
okay,
live in
this,
it.
I have a question. Is this the first time you've offered more money or to fix things?
Is
this
the is
first
the first time I've offered this amount of money, yes.
Yes, I feel like she will because that's probably the only thing that's the issue going on. Like
well, the
you
issue
said,
is
with
they
all
want
the people
to sell
bidding
it.
For it.
They want to sell it and make a lot of money. But she can't sell it. She'd have to put tons of money into it to fix it, you know, to fix things.
Yes. Wonder if she really realizes that.
She does. She's begin. I think she's taken a reality pill, and it's starting to hit her.
Okay, good. So then I think she will accept it then.
I hope so. That would be
so
the best
will
thing
we know?
That could happen. I don't know. Whenever she decides to tell me. I have till September here, you know.
That's 6 months.
So I have, yeah, I have time. No, it's less. 5. You know, but still,
you have time.
I have time. I have time. Not a whole lot, but
I'm working
time.
On it every day, so it's going to happen. I really think and feel it.
Yeah, I think so. Well,
good.
Thank you for that. So
you're welcome. You can just sometimes need to talk it out too to feel better, and we're here for that and to support you, Dale. We love you.
Yeah, I understand that.
Issue.
I wish, you know, I could do all these predictions 20 years out, but when it comes to myself, I can't even find my own shoes, you know.
That's too bad. I wish that you could use your power on yourself.
I can't. So that time traveler, maybe he'd be able to tell me something.
That's right.
Well, do you have a favorite psychic? Does Dale have a favorite psychic that you would call upon? I mean, Johnny knows a lot of them.
No. I the ones I have are in Hawaii, but I'm a little bit hard to get a hold of right now. You know,
what about Daniel Brinkley?
No. He's not really a psychic. I mean, I know Daniel very well, and he's a channel, but...
Okay, because he's given me a reading before. He gave me a reading, but...
Well, no, I wouldn't go to him. For that. I think he's wonderful. I've had dinner at his house. He's very good. But, I got to get out of this mess on my own, because what happens is the psychics read my mind, and then they believe what I believe, and it doesn't happen.
Okay, that is like a distraction. For a psychic reading a psychic. I never knew that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it happens a lot with me. I have one or two in Hawaii that I can really trust, but getting a hold of them right now because it rains so hard in Hawaii is very hard to do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm just going to, I'll work through it. Anyway, do we have any other ones?
Yes, we do. Area code 551, we're on the air.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Hello. Hi.
Hi, it's Tasha.
Tasha.
It's who?
Tasha.
Yes.
How do you spell your name?
Where are you from?
I'm currently living in Atlanta.
Okay.
T-A-S-H-A.
How do you spell?
H-A.
Tasha.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of name is that? That's very pretty.
That's just a regular name. Just Tasha.
No, it's very nice.
It is.
Atlanta, Georgia. How can I help you?
I just wanted to know. I had 5 interviews this week and 2 on Monday. I just wanted to know if you see me getting any of them.
I see 2 or 3 coming in. What type of work are you looking for?
It's in the social services.
Such as?
More working with people, social work.
I see 2 or 3 coming in. I mean, there is a shortage of, that's what I wanted to tell Barbara, there is a shortage of people to work. So if they find anybody halfway decent, you're in.
Okay. Do you
for
see
sure.
the ones from Monday coming in? Because some of them is like part-time. I think one of them is part-time. I know they want me. But I'm trying to look for full-time with good benefits. So I'm
well, don't mistake the part-time. The part-time will turn into full-time.
Yeah, they actually said that. But they don't know. They don't have a time frame for it.
It'll be soon. It'll be within 90 days. If you'd like that job, take it.
Okay, yes, and that's the one that's in that hospital.
And I would take it because they're going to need you more than you can imagine, and it will turn
okay,
into full-time.
Okay, yeah, because I wanted to make sure I had something that was, like, really stable because I wanted to purchase a home. So I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to really stay with family too long.
Wait, let me go back and advise you here. do you have a down for a house?
Do I have a down, meaning down payment? It's supposed to be coming in the next couple of weeks.
Through whom?
Taxes and refunds.
Okay. That is what you call a down? How much are the houses running in Georgia?
Between $250,000 to $230,000, high
to
low $200,000.
Yeah, I noticed that on HGTV. I was blown away on how cheap it was. Yeah, then you the thing is they're taking mostly cash now, and they won't even deal with the banks. So they want to be cashed out. I want to let you know they want to be cashed out, and they won't even look at people anywhere in the United States that have to go through a bank, because people sell their house for cash and then they buy something else for cash.
Okay, so you don't see the house thing being something soon.
Not for a while. You will get one, but it's going to be a long time.
Like years or?
No. I'd say you can't really save up a couple hundred thousand dollars. But, I mean, you know, unless somebody gives you the money. But, you know, I have a feeling you will get.
She's a realtor, so she's been getting a lot of people through the banks lately down here. I don't know.
He's been getting a lot of what?
People through the bank. Down, but it has changed a lot. But she has been getting a lot of people.
I don't understand. She's been having to get a lot of people for what?
I mean, she's been selling a lot of houses through banks, through bank loans.
Okay. Well, then you're in a very good area to do it. So then, no, then go do it as fast as you can.
Okay. Do you see the
And you, I do see you getting a house. It's just, don't delay. Get on it, because pretty soon it's going to move toward your neck of the woods. When the people can't find anything out west or anywhere else, they're going to go to areas like Atlanta where it's very cheap to buy a house, and they're going to force all the prices up.
Yes, that's what they're doing right now. So I'm trying to hurry up. So I'm just trying to secure something permanent. I just want to know, as far as like the jobs, do you see anything from Monday? Is Monday coming up or the previous Monday? Do you see that position?
Okay. No psychic can give you time like that, so I don't know.
Okay.
What do you mean about Monday? What's happening on Monday?
Well, I have two more interviews. I have one at 11 o'clock.
All I'm telling you, you're going to get two or three, so... If you want to take the first one, it'll turn into full time. So that's the best I can tell you.
Okay.
You're going to get plenty. So not. Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah. That was the thing for me, because I'm like, I have my foot like in one place, because I do have a stable job in another state, but I've been like going back and forth.
Oh, I understand that. I've done that all my life. Hawaii to Tahoe, so I got it. So,
yes,
you know, you're good. So don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're good. That means you are.
Thank you.
I mean, you don't always say that, Dale.
No. We found one good one out of
yeah.
three. Do we have another one, Johnny?
That's good.
Not yet, but that doesn't mean we won't. Do you want to bring Richard on?
If you have something you want to talk about, go ahead, bring him on.
Let's see. Because he knows, I was talking to him, I was just telling Richard, are you there?
Yeah, aloha, everybody. Yeah, I'm here.
Richard,
how
I wanted to tell
aloha,
you.
Aloha, Richard.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Richard, we have found... our Air Force person, we have found a Marine, and I'm still waiting on the Army, though. I think, though, that this is one of the things, maybe you could explain this, I am leaning more towards trying to get somebody, a female, who was in the Army but is no longer in the Army. Is it true that when you're in the Army, you can't exactly talk freely, or when you're in the armed forces, you can't talk freely? Is that true?
Well, you mean if I was still in the service, can I talk freely? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like
okay.
About your beliefs, your political beliefs. She said that she would be nervous.
Yeah.
Is that true, or? That's true.
Yeah, I think I would be too. No, I don't care, you know, but when you're in.
She's saying yes, it's true.
Well, yeah, okay. But let me put an edge on that. When you're in, a lot of times you're subjected to your clearances, like secret and top secret and all that. And you got to be careful what you say if it overlaps or brings any edge out of that, okay?
Right.
And I was in that situation when I was in that I had things that I knew would happen that would have a significant impact in the area where I was living. And I'll just stop there. I won't say anymore. But so a lot of times, I would say political things and things for active duty people, I would probably shy away from it personally now, just because you never know where that's going to lead, okay? Does that make sense to you? Maybe not.
No.
Maybe
active
not.
Duty. Yeah. He said don't have those people as guests. That might not be a good idea, Johnny. So are they active duty or not, the ones that you already have?
Well, yeah. No, the ones – I have three that are not active duty. Richard is not active duty. The Marine and the Air Force person that we talked to is not active duty. But I need to find – because I want one of them to be a woman, I need to look for a woman who is not active duty but in the Army. So
well,
I talked
Johnny,
to an old friend of mine from –
Don't get stuck on that. Take anybody.
Yeah, I think you, I would take basically anybody. Gender is not a big thing of that, in my opinion. I have, nothing against that. But, you know, I can say for years after I came out of the Navy, I was at the University of Washington for almost 20-some years afterwards. And I got sort of involved in the, let me simplify this by saying, involved in the rights of women, okay? And
right.
Especially at employment and so forth. And I could go on for hours about that, but afterwards, yeah. But if I'd been in the Navy, I would have shied. I had opinions and everything, but I would have been reluctant to go overboard on it openly while I was still in, okay?
Right.
And I think
okay.
That's probably true of most service people. I'm guessing on this, there'll probably be some, oh, no, you're wrong, but me, if I was in... Yeah, I had political opinions, but I didn't, sit there and scream and holler about it, okay?
Probably
otherwise,
wouldn't
after that,
have them. You know what, Johnny? They probably will say no to you, so they will all be non-active, okay? Because the people who are active duty are not going to go on a podcast and talk about it.
Sure.
Richard,
okay.
They are all trained. Plus...
Dale,
a woman or a man.
Have
you're
going to
get the same information from a woman or
okay.
a man. So that's what you need to do. Just book them. Book whoever
okay.
comes.
Johnny has a caller.
Yes.
Great.
It's area code 916 is on the air.
Hi, caller.
Oh, 916. That's funny. That's Sacramento. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Sounds like a car. driving.
Right.
Hello,
can
caller.
We hear you?
You're
barely.
On the air with Dale Shear. We cannot
no,
hear
we
you.
No, we can't hear
will you.
You.
Try
Wait,
again.
Can you talk? Can you pull over and talk or something?
You can't hear me at all?
I, well,
now
you
can I can,
now.
Sort of.
Oh, okay.
What,
how about, sorry about that.
What,
I didn't hear myself go unmuted.
Okay. What is your name? Where are you from?
So my name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento.
That's what I said. That's one of my favorite places. Are you having
oh, okay.
the problem down there that we're having up here in Tahoe and Minden and Gardnerville as far as finding housing?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yep.
I mean, it's as bad down there where, you know, they're war bidding.
Yeah.
Is that
yep.
correct?
Say that again, yes. I'm sorry?
Where are you calling from, a box?
No, I'm in my car.
Oh.
Well, that's weird. Okay, how can I help you?
So my question is I've had one interview in the last week that I think it went pretty well. Over the last 2 weeks, they haven't really gotten back to me. I take it they're taking their sweet time, and then I just got a call back from an employer who recently rejected me and said, hey, we have things have changed, want to interview again, and I like those places, but I'm kind of wondering what you see or what advice you can give.
What type of work do you do?
Communications and government.
Okay. I would definitely, you're going to get two or three offers. I wouldn't worry. Take the best one. I would just re-look at the one that they've changed things and see if you can get on with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second one that called me is actually for the state capitol. And the first one is a firm.
Well, the state capitol in California?
Yep.
Yeah, Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All I know is you're going to get – that looks good, the state capitol, so go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I interview with them on Monday at the Capitol. So kind of juiced, but you know I don't know what's going on with my first interview, and so that's why I just called. But
it doesn't matter. You're going to get two or three offers. They are short people, like there's no tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you
for calling.
That's good, Sacramento. Why not? My neck down, our neck of the woods down here, that's pretty good that they're hearing us down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Johnny, what's going on?
Well, I'm just sitting here. I mean, this is, I have, I will tell you that there are some people, there was one lady that I talked to that was listening because she says that, you know, you inspire her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
she's
like,
inspire me.
I asked her if she wanted to come on, but you know, she said she wasn't. You know, she didn't have any questions. So I mean, she's just listening in. That was great, and she was really. She likes listening to the show when you're on, Dale.
Well, thank you. Well, since you have nobody, you want to cut it short, or what are you doing?
We can do that. You want to do the shout-out, Barbara?
Okay. Well,
I mean, he's
got to
get
the
listeners up, so,
yeah.
You know.
Get your pencil out. Write down Dale Shear's direct line, which is 808-372. What was that? I just was trying to get people to call you for their private consultation. And Dale Shear's number is 808-372-1816. So she's available, everybody, if you're too shy to go on air call her directly. And don't forget, every single Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we go live. So get your questions ready. And here's another number. It's our Life, Laughter, Happiness line when we're on air, 516-531-9874. So call next Friday to speak to your favorite psychic, Dale Shear. And thank you, everybody, for listening. You can find this show on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And thank you, Johnny. Have a great night, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and thank you, John.